Before I begin, I just wanted to give a little encouragement. We need some sacristans. So that's the people that get everything ready up here before Mass. Lectors, greeters, and ushers for the 4 p.m. Saturday Mass and the 10:45 on Sunday. And we are in need of someone to launder the altar cloths and sacred linens. Our person who's been doing it for years has retired. And so there's a how-to sheet for that will be provided for that. So that's, I think, the more immediate need is that. Happy Mother's Day. I wrote something years ago, and I've shared it with you before, and some people have heard me share this, but it's just such an occasion I wanted to share it with you again. So I wrote this. God's glorious creation began with things such as dirt, then vegetables, then animals, etc. It just kept getting better and better. God then created his great love interest, his adopted children, human beings. Yet man was created only second to last. Woman is the crescendo, the last and greatest of all God's creation. More than a beautiful sunset or starry night or any cascading waterfalls or picturesque mountain range, God has created nothing more beautiful, more loving, more tender-hearted, more nurturing. That is why woman is perfectly positioned to be wife and mother. And because women are the pinnacle of God's creation, they too, like the Blessed Mother, should be esteemed as sacred. They have been given the special role of being the tabernacle of God's next love interest. Cardinal Menzenti wrote this: the most important person on earth is a mother. She cannot claim the honor of having built Notre Dame Cathedral. She need not. She has built something more magnificent than any cathedral, a dwelling for an immortal soul, the tiny perfection of her baby's body. The angels have not been blessed with such a grace. They cannot share in God's creative miracle to bring new saints to heaven. Only a human mother can. Mothers are closer to God, the Creator, than any other creature. God joins forces with mothers in performing this act of creation. What on God's good earth is more glorious than this? To be a mother. Isn't that beautiful? I want to share a thought I had going forward here. Today is many things. We see this is our statue that we processed with the homeschool families this past Friday. So it's the month of Mary. We'd have the May crowning, we have May processions. We just had, this weekend is First Friday and First Saturday. This is the month of Mary in May. And this is also called Good Shepherd Sunday. So it's many things, but I want to honor mothers especially today. And as those who were here when I did my little announcement before Mass, we know too that the protesters are picking Mother's Day to disrupt the Masses in the Catholic Church. And I've been saying I'm really proud that we are the ones that they see as the great threat to their godless agenda. And so we should be proud of that. They're picking us out of anyone else. And I think something's happening. And I want to get to that by way of, I'm going to start at 1854. Now, don't worry, I'm not going to go through the whole history since then. All right? But it was in 1854, speaking of Mary, that Pope Pius IX defined the dogma of the Immaculate Conception. Interestingly enough, that's when our parish began. The dedication of the first church was in 1854, the exact same year, St. Mary of Pine Bluff. But then I found interesting too, and this is going to sound political, but it's not intended to be. But 90 miles northeast of here, wherever the northeast is, let's see, it's over there, I think. In Ripon, Wisconsin, the name was first given Republican Party. So in a schoolhouse there, they say that was the birth of the Republican Party. But why was it formed? Well, and I'm not a history I don't have a doctorate in history, so I my apologies if I mess this up. I had a pretty good, I got a college degree, so I got good history, and I did some reviewing. But why did they form the Republican Party? Well, they wanted to unite against the Democrats who were trying to expand slavery at that time. And so there was a lot of ex-Democrats that joined, a lot of ex-Whigs that joined. That was a big party at that time. But they wanted to unite, okay, against this force that was beating the drum for the expansion of slavery. And they were anti-slavery. They wanted it to go down. So just 90 miles northeast, it all started there. But it grew from there, and out of it came Abraham Lincoln, who would become the very first Republican president. And with that came, later, the Emancipation Proclamation, but also came the Civil War. It was the South, as they say, and was mostly Democrats, but it was just that in April of 1861, they began the Battle of Fort Sumter in South Carolina. And this was just over a month after the inauguration of Abraham Lincoln. Later, Abraham Lincoln would bring the Emancipation Proclamation and be assassinated. Why? We have our rights. We have the right to own another person. Don't you tell us that we don't have this right. I mean, think about it. It was at that time, and just on the eve of the Civil War in 1860, that there were 4 million of 32 million Americans. So 13% of Americans were enslaved black people. This is a right of ours. You're taking away our rights. I mean, imagine the horror. And thank God, okay, thank God that enough people stood up and said, you know, we're done with this. We're not going to own people anymore. And so we saw the Civil War. They fought back. And that led to the Emancipation Proclamation and the freeing of all slaves. We undid that horror at that time. Yeah, I find it interesting, too, that it all kind of grew out of 1854, just when our parish started. I don't know if that has any significance, but I find it pretty cool. But imagine owning another person. Really? I mean, what were we thinking? How could human beings get to the point where they could own another person? Wait. It gets worse. We're to the point where we can kill another person. Kill those babies. And it's almost identical to what was going on in 1854. We're seeing people like y'all who are sick and tired of this. How much longer? 49 years. And I've been saying too, you know, a lot of people dismiss, well, if they overturn Roe v. Wade, it's going to go to the states anyways, and they're trying to downplay it. No, wait a minute. The most trusted and revered institution, maybe on the planet Earth, but for sure in the United States, the Supreme Court, okay, in the hearts and minds of American people, well, if the Supreme Court says it, it's gospel. I mean, really, that's the level of trust for that institution, and they go, yep, it's legal. Overnight, it became normal in the hearts and minds of the American people. Because, look, the Supreme Court says it's fine to do it. It's legal. It went a long way to entrench the killing of innocent babies. And now, in just a few weeks, in June, it looks like they're going to take that back. Imagine how angry Satan is. This is his high sacrament. I mean, they would kill babies at the altar of Baal, Moloch, Satan. It's the thing he holds most dear to be able to offer babies at his altar. 49 years. 49 years. And thank God y'all have had it. And as a result, there's a chance that we might have invaders, protesters. What's that like? It's a lot like Fort Sumter, isn't it? You're taking away our rights to own another person. You're taking away our rights to kill another person. And we'll have nothing of it. That's our right. That's our privilege to kill innocent babies. What kind of world do we live in? Well, I'll tell you what kind of world we live in. A world that is turning back toward God right now. And so June, that most trusted and revered institution, is going to rethink what they did 49 years ago. Imagine taking that away from people's hearts and minds. Oh, you're just going to go to the States. A lot of people are going to go, wait a minute, if the Supreme Court isn't backing this up, maybe I shouldn't either. That's at least where I am. And Satan hates this. Then, in June, our bishops are inaugurating a 3-year endeavor to rekindle Eucharistic amazement. A Eucharistic revival that starts on Corpus Christi in June. Satan loved that we were down to 30% that believed that was Jesus on that altar any longer. Wait a minute. You're going to revive that so more than 30? Imagine how mad Satan is about that. This is the greatest gift we've ever been given. If we believe that the Son of God came to earth, suffered, died, rose, ascended into heaven, and left us his body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Holy Eucharist. If we believe that, of course, yes. It's the greatest gift ever given. And Satan had us down to 30%. Oh, and he was playing a huge role in that. I'm not going to labor on the particulars of how we got there. In our era, kind of, sort of, since 1973, by the way, 49 years of watering down what we do here. So that when people come to a worship service, not a mass, and kind of have their little hootenanny, well, of course you're going to reach a point where, you know what, I'm going to sleep in today. No big deal. I don't just share the bread and wine with other people. I can sleep in. Do you see? A Eucharistic revival. Imagine how angry Satan is. In June, by the way, the two things that he esteems the most, the denigration of the Holy Eucharist and his own sacrament, presenting dead babies at his altar, or babies to be sacrificed at his altar, are heading back in the direction of God. It's Good Shepherd Sunday. I'm your shepherd. And I'm telling you, Satan is really mad right now. What's that like? Now I'm going to connect another dot for you. Pentecost, you know the date moves every year. It's always 50 days after Easter, and that date moves. This year it lands on June 5th. Going into the month of all months, the Holy Eucharist being revived, Satan's sacrifice at his altar of babies, the highest institution, most revered institution, is no longer sanctioning it. June 5th. There was a time in our history when there was another evil infiltration, and also the devaluing of human life, much like owning another person, much like killing babies. Now, if you belong to the Jewish faith, we're going to put you in concentration camps and we're going to burn you alive. It took a while for us to get disconnected from our shopping and golfing, but then the enlistment stations filled up and it became a point where you could not enlist. You had to. This is a horror. How can we let this stand? Which led to the great battle that turned the tide and won back what Satan and his Hitler regime had taken. As they stormed the beaches of Normandy, June 6th, 1944, D-Day falls the day after Pentecost. The day after, hopefully, we open our hearts wider than we've ever done before. Say, yes, I believe in the power of God, and yes, I want it. Empower me with the Holy Spirit, and then let's go. We're storming the beaches of the culture of death. We're storming the beaches of hippie liturgists that have ruined the Mass and made it mundane for 70% of Catholics. We're storming those beaches. We're taking it back. Interesting. Good Shepherd Sunday, I'm your shepherd. And here's what I'm seeing, and I know you're seeing it too. The devil is about as angry as he's ever been. And so what happens? We've understood this. It manifests demons. So there's people that want to disrupt masses all around the country like that. But you know, this is the thing. It's Good Shepherd Sunday and I'm your shepherd, okay? I'm going to keep repeating that. I'm telling you right now, with the demons manifesting like they are right now, you probably noticed this already, how easily irritated you get or those around you, how you're finding fault, how you're taking exception. I have to catch myself. And once you know it's the devil, then you can do what? I was tempted to go there, but I know what you're doing, devil, and I'm not going there. But you see, we've got to know this. We've got to understand this. He has released demons like maybe never before. You know, we looked at June 22nd, 1973, when that decision came down. Exorcists will say it was like a portal the size of the United States opened up and demons rained down into our country. And we saw they went after the liturgy and the liturgists, the hippie liturgists. The dawn of the sexual revolution. The demise almost of marriage can mean anything now. Divorce has become an epidemic. Everything that's gone on. And now he's throwing the kitchen sink at it because his time is short. His time is short. These things turning. What have we been doing? I sounded the alarm bells back in 2021. I said, listen, this is what we're going to do. Starting New Year's Day. Get physically ready so that you have the physical energy to do the spiritual thing that we need to do starting on March 2nd and Ash Wednesday. And that's when we began our 90 days. Peace through strength, this is called. The title comes from the quote Ronald Reagan popularized. We maintain the peace through our strength. Weakness only invites aggression. We've been weak, but we're getting strong. And we're ready, I believe we are, to storm the beaches of the culture of death and to rescue the next 1.2 billion babies from being slaughtered. While we go shopping and golfing, no more, no mas. On Mother's Day, there's nothing more amazing than moms. And at one point, we knew the most loving and protected place in all the universe was the womb of a mother. We knew this. Y'all know this. How much longer can we allow this to happen? Remember, I talked about 90 miles northeast of here, the name Republican Party was given. Interesting. We have to stand behind and get active politically. Any Constantines of our day, the Emperor Constantine, who finally stopped the persecution of Christians, who finally gave them freedom to practice their faith. There are forces that are behind us. And what we believe, morality, virtues, ethics, principles, values, that's what our country's founded on. You can't make this up. The infiltration of evil just in the last few years. I'm not going to sit by and watch a grown man walk into a little girl's bathroom. Not on my watch. I pray not yours either. It's sought to be normalized, and you're a horror. And you need to be censored and persecuted if you don't let that grown man go into that little girl's bathroom. That's where we are. And yes, while we shopped and golfed, we let Satan in. Well, we're not doing that anymore. Pray like you've never prayed before. Get close to God. Don't let your religion become a functionary punch the clock, get my duty and thing. Get in his loving arms. Let him love you like he's never loved you before. You love him too. So that when he gives you a command, whatever it is, to take back what we let be stolen from us. Virtues, values, principles, morals, ethics, gone. There's a force that wants us back. Whatever it is this year, join that. Maybe next year it's a different one. Join that then. Whatever it is. My brothers and sisters, open wide your heart on June 5th. Receive the power of the Holy Spirit. And then on June 6th, as we enter in maybe the June of all Junes, let's roll. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.